Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop, where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious baby Yodas, whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer. Get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
You too. Thank you so much for coming on, or for being willing to come on.
No worries. I've loved listening to everybody's podcast, so I'd have a go, you know.
Yeah. No, I love it. I think it's great that people are really liking learning about each other. So every time somebody is ready to come on, I'm so happy because it just means more people get to know about each other.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Oh, good. So first off, how do you pronounce your first name? I think I know how, but I want to hear you say it.
So it's Cloda. So basically you take the GH off the end. That's silent.
Yeah, that's how I thought it was. But I was like, one of my biggest fears is to pronounce somebody's name wrong. So
yeah.
All right. So we'll just go ahead and start with, there's a couple of community questions that are just like kind of getting to know you things. So we'll start with those. Okay. So our little green gang, they say, hello, sweet friends. Where in Northern Ireland do you live? We live in Essex, England.
So I live in Newry in Northern Ireland. So it's halfway between Dublin and Belfast. We're like right in the middle. Mm. So it's very handy for going to Ireland and to Northern Ireland.
I'm going to have to look at a map and
yeah.
And get these locations looked at. So Big T 091090 also kind of asked the similar question about where you guys are from. But then they also ask, what got you into the BYC?
So during lockdown, I know The Mandalorian came out and I just kept seeing Baby Yoda everywhere. And I was just like, oh my God, he's so cute. So then I saw that the plush came out and I just had to get one. And then I just started taking photographs, and then I found loads of other people were doing this, and that's really how it happened. And it was a really good thing to do.
Yeah. So you hadn't, had you seen any of the Baby Yoda accounts before you got your own plushie?
I think I must have seen like one, because I don't know if I would have had the courage to myself, like, first. So I think I seen somebody post something of their Baby Yoda, and then I was like, oh, I'm going to do that now as well.
Yeah.
So it just happened to come up on my feed, and then I joined in.
It was such a cool thing to have that community kind of exist like when I first got my babies, because I didn't even know that the babies existed until I started seeing these posts of them. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's when I realized I needed to have the baby.
Yes, I know. The need is so strong.
It is. I kind of like compare it to somebody who wants children. It's like the urge to be a mother is so strong that's how it felt with these babies. Like I just needed to be the baby mom.
And they're so cuddly and squishy, and they're lovely to cuddle and everything. So
yeah,
and
yes.
When I'm feeling lower anytime, I would be cuddling them a lot because it just feels better. And yes. Yeah, it just feels.
Yeah, absolutely. They feel like an actual baby. It has that kind of quality. So
yeah.
Baby Yoda Sweden asked, what is the best thing about Ireland?
Oh, that's a tricky question. I guess, well, when we do have nice weather, which is a bit unusual, but it is so lovely to see the fields of green. It's so nice, and like not every country has that. Like I always try to remember that. Oh, like we're used to that, and not everywhere has it. Like in my old job, I had a manager come over who lived in the Netherlands in Groningen, and she was just amazed at the mountains. There's no mountains where she lives. The mountains high, even just driving on the motorway from the airport and the green fields and all, she just loved all that.
Oh gosh. I think that's the thing about Ireland that if it doesn't, ring true for everybody. Well, I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, in Oregon, and it's pretty green there in most of the parts, but nothing like what I've seen of Ireland, through pictures, of course, or
Yeah,
movies.
green.
It is. And so I just love that green and just the nature. I don't know. It's just amazing. But I wonder if, if living there, do you recognize it, or is it just like it's a normal thing we see all the time?
Well, I live in the country as well, so I'm
Oh.
very lucky with that. I'm surrounded by it all the time, but I would take it for granted. Like I know I have friends that live in Belfast and they don't have that, and it's nice even just to go for walks, around that. Like I feel a lot closer to nature
Oh gosh.
around with everything.
I have some questions about Ireland myself that, forgive me if they sound ridiculous.
Okay.
But is it true? Like, okay, in movies and stuff, Ireland is portrayed as a very sort of mystical with lots of folklore, around the fairies and
Leprechauns and stuff.
well, yes, for sure. Is it just kind of enhanced for entertainment purposes, or is that really like, is there still a pretty strong lore that does go back to those things?
I think in reality there is, you hear about legends and that, and there's certain tourist attractions in Ireland that are themed around that, but I think it would be dramatized in film. Yeah. But then again, so is mostly everything in film. But yeah. So like, did you watch, what is it, the one with Lindsay Lohan was in? That was filmed in Ireland recently, and I'll get the name of it now. But it was, I think it was an American version of Ireland. I think some of it was true, but some not so much. But
That's
we do like a pint now. That's true.
It's funny that you bring that up because Helen Loves Grogu. She asked if you could drink a
Yes.
pint of Guinness with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't got on to Guinness yet. I like my lager more. Well, that's a very expensive. My beer more, but weirdly enough, I haven't got on to it because I love coffee, so it doesn't really make sense. Like they're kind of similar taste, but oh, I don't know who I would have one a pint with. Well, is it weird to say like probably my friends from the Baby Yoda community? I think that'll be cool. This will probably lead to another question, but I haven't had a chance to meet anybody yet,
Oh,
and
really?
I think I'd love to. I think because I started my new business there recently, I'm gonna get settled into that, and I think I'm gonna be starting to plan to meet people that I've been talking to for a few years now.
Yeah, that's Grogstagram asked, are you planning to meet any BYC friends? So that's going to be coming up then, apparently, if you're kind of planning it. Well, nothing's definite yet, right? But you're thinking of
In my
it.
head, I'm thinking of it, so it's getting there. I haven't said anything to them yet, but I want to, so I'm hoping to just get settled into this the business and then be planning that
Yeah.
and saving up for it.
That's so cool. I know I did see recently you had posted about the business. What is your new business focused on?
So it's a bit of a weird one, because it's about a personal thing, but it's pelvic floor treatment.
Oh, cool.
So it's a magic chair, which you sit on for six sessions, and it's electromagnetic pulses, and it basically does 16,000 Kegels, which is, the exercise where you lift your pelvic floor up.
Yeah.
It does that, and for after six sessions, you will be able to not run to the toilet as often. It can help your lower back and your bladder and your digestive system. So it
Oh,
really is very magical.
wow, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's the right the world at the moment. So we are like one of the first ones to get it. Well, it's based in Dundalk, so that's nearly Newry, and then there's halfway is kind of the Dundalk area, and then you have Dublin. So if that's the geography of where my business is,
Wow,
that makes sense.
that sounds so cool. I have not heard of that before, but gosh, that's like innovative new technologies. So that sounds really cool.
Yeah, so I think it's nice. It can help people, but it's not something you can, just start talking to about anybody too. So the marketing is a bit tricky that way, and I'm doing the marketing as well for it. So
Oh.
I did marketing before in my last job, and now I've taken on to do marketing in this one.
Oh wow. So you're not only like starting a new business, but you're having to do your own marketing and
Yeah.
but that's good. You have experience with marketing.
Yes.
So would you consider it kind of like it would be sort of in the medical field then, this new business?
Yes, it is. I wear a pair of purple scrubs with me to work, and I feel great in them. They're so comfortable, and trainers, and it's. And then we're based in a medical center, private one. So you literally go down. You have the whole the door opens, the doctor calls you in. We have that.
Oh,
So
wow.
it is really like professional in into the room and
Oh,
treatments on, and yeah.
that's so cool. Is this like your first like foray into the medical side of things, or had you done that in the past?
No, this would be my first into the medical. So but I we had to do like training and that. Me and my mom did the training. So basically she can cover for me when I'm on holidays or whatever, or I can cover for her. So yeah, we did training last year, and then the business took a long time to get started, but it got started there in April.
That's so cool. Well, congratulations. I mean, starting a business from scratch, basically, I can't imagine how hard that was and, just everything that went into it. That's pretty amazing. So good job.
Yeah, my parents have good business experience, so I wasn't too worried about going in. Like I trusted them, and they knew what they were doing,
Oh, good.
and hopefully pay off. So
Yeah. Well, that's very helpful to have that little bit of expertise there, to reference or fall back on. But yeah, I think this is going to be a good thing for you, Clota. It's like all this stuff that is coming out now where there's less invasive procedures done, it's just I think that's really going to take off.
Yeah, well, like I would highly recommend it. We've heard brilliant feedback.
Wow, dude, that's great. This is going to be such a good thing for you.
Yeah, so it's great. Like, well, I think like it is really great, the business. I'm been able to come out of my shell far more and talk to people more, and people tell me I have quite a kind presence. So like the likes of my granny would tell me, oh, they're gonna love you because it's a private thing. It's not something that you would feel like you could trust anybody to talk
Yeah.
about to. But I would give a lovely presence, and they would feel probably more comfortable
Oh
Just
yeah.
things we did not. So that's nice.
Yeah, that's really true because I mean it's certainly a private kind of issue, and so yeah, if you have that kind of empathetic nature, it's really going to be helpful for you to work with people. That's really true.
I was up there today working away, and it just feels great to be able to do that. And
Yeah.
then I work at in a nail salon on Wednesdays as well. I'm friends with the woman that does my nails, and I would have a bit of a change then. I wouldn't have the clinic all week. I'd have the nail salon as well. So it's a good mix of things.
Oh, yeah. Kind of keeps things different.
Yes. Which I love. I find I get bored of repetition, but probably everybody does, but especially me.
I like that. So it's like two kind of opposite ends of the spectrum, but you're still working with people, helping people.
Yeah, well, the nail salon was nearly like a training for the business, which was kind of crazy how that happened. You know, booking appointments and stuff I had already done in the nail salon, so it
Oh,
was
wow, yeah.
perfect for
Yeah. So you could just easily use that knowledge that you had from there and kind of transfer it to what you're, how you're working with stuff now.
Yep.
That's good. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I love that. So any, are you married? Do you have any significant other?
Yes, I have a boyfriend, and we've been going out for nearly a year now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What does he think of the whole BYC and the babies and everything?
So he's a bit like my family as well. So he like thinks it's weird, but he's really weird himself. So like he's supportive of it, but yeah, I do a bit. I take my babies with me in the car with them sometimes, but not all the time. I would like to do them more, but I don't know. But anyway, he has two wee baby Yodas that I put in his car. Really supports it. You know the wee tiny ones that are like the statues that are like doing something.
Oh, yes.
I think one of the Mattel wee figures, but I have two of them in his car. My mom embraces the baby Yoda.
Oh,
Like
good.
when we talk, sometimes we both hold a baby.
Oh, that is so cute.
Yeah. My other, like my mom or my sister and my brother and my dad, they kind of just stay well out of it, but they've seen like baby Yodas about the house and stuff, and they just know, oh, that's Clovis.
I think at some point they just kind of accept it. Like, it's just, like if you were obsessed with football or, other
Yeah.
things, it's just like, okay, that's their thing.
No, exactly.
Oh, that's so funny.
So, yeah.
How many babies do you have? Or I guess how many babies are part of the account?
So I have four, and I got a new one recently, who's a girl. So I have baby Eli, I have baby Yoda, baby Boda, and baby Freya. And I have loads of other small baby Yodas, but they wouldn't really be part of the account. But sometimes when I'm traveling and that, I'll take like a wee mini baby Yoda, so it would be on my account sometimes. And then I've gone traveling with baby Eli there recently when I was in Morocco.
You know what? That's Grogu the Womp Rat asked, how was your Morocco trip?
It was good. Well, I went with a group of people, actually. Like I was going on a solo trip, but it was with a group. So this was like, you know, like the group trips, you just sign up, you get the same thing. It's kind of like that. So I had this booked before I'd met my boyfriend, and he had a solo trip booked as well before he met me. So we just ended up going anyway to them, but it was kind of hard being away from them. But it was good, and I tried to get out of my comfort zone as much as I could. But Morocco was definitely interesting. There's a lot of religious stuff in Morocco, and they give me a lot of looks because I'm a redhead with white skin. So, but yeah, so it was good, and I met a lot of nice people.
Oh, that's so fun. I used to work with this lady who would go on these solo trips all the time. The group trip like you're talking about. And she's kind of an outgoing sort of person, so for her it was no issue. And I'm very introverted myself, so the idea of that like terrified me because she said you would go on these trips and you could either book it with like a room by yourself, or you could do it with a roommate, like they would pair you up. And she always wanted to have the roommate because she wanted to get to know somebody. And I thought, oh my gosh, like I could maybe go on a solo trip, maybe, but I certainly could not have like a roommate that I didn't know. So I always thought that was so interesting. But I've always wanted to go on one of those group trips like that, where they plan out everything and take you to all the sites. That sounds really fun.
Well, I felt like I nearly would have wanted a roommate
Oh, really?
because I was on my own in the room, at night and stuff. But well, I had baby Eli with me, so I wasn't on my own. But yeah, but at the same time, it's weird to become, well, from my point of view, it's weird to be coupled up with somebody. But then everybody's different. But the solo trip was good. Like, I had that booked when I was getting out of my comfort zone, and I was making new friends that were girls and everything, and it was a whole new thing. And then got into a relationship again, so.
That does sound like a fun time. Would you do that again, do you think? Like, would you go with a group like that?
Yeah, but I think I would try to bring my boyfriend with me.
I think that would probably be a lot more fun to have somebody with you that you know and can enjoy that time
I
with.
think they're brilliant. I think, I was talking to so many people of different ages and that were in the group, and
Oh,
you weren't on your own. You didn't when you were about, you didn't have to worry about that, and you had people to have dinner with, and it is really great. And they were all from Ireland, but different areas. So, like, you meet loads of people from everywhere that you would never have met otherwise. So.
Yeah, that is so cool. I like that they were all from Ireland too, though, so you guys could have you still had something in common. Well, Grogu the Womp Rat asked also, where is your next trip? Do you have anything else planned?
So the next trip I'm going on is Poland because I'm going to see Taylor Swift there, the
Oh
Eras
my
tour.
gosh, that's why. Yes, that's why the baby has the denim
Yes,
jacket.
it
That's
is.
so
So
cool.
I'm going to be making my own denim Eras tour denim jacket soon. So
Oh, how cool.
I might show that in my account as well, and then and show us matching. But
Yeah, you
yeah.
should.
So I love that the Baby Yoda community has allowed me to be creative in those ways. Like, currently I'm obsessed with Taylor Swift, but I'm still obsessed with Baby Yoda. So I've like put the two together.
Exactly. Yes,
It's so
perfect.
fun.
It kind of it's like somebody to share that interest with.
Really is. Yeah. So we're going to Poland, and it's like a couple's holiday. So, because my friend, I had booked the Eras tour before I met my boyfriend again. So I had originally planned to go with my friend to Poland, and then her fiance was going to come with. But now I won't be third wheeling. So, and then we're going to Amsterdam, me and my boyfriend are going to Amsterdam after that, then straight after coming on the way home from Poland. So that'll be fun, going between two different countries, and it'll be an experience. And I can't wait to see Taylor Swift.
Oh my gosh.
I got the loveliest package from a guru Little Green of Taylor Swift stuff, and she's not a Taylor Swift fan, and she did, sorry, the human behind the account, she got me so many amazing Taylor Swift stuff. I am obsessed. So she
Oh,
sent
that's
me
so
that for my
sweet.
birthday. That was recent there, and yeah, it's so nice.
I swear the people in this community, so many of them are just like they have hearts of gold and they know exactly the perfect things to do or say. That is really sweet.
I know.
So if you're going to Poland and then Amsterdam, you said, I know there's BYC members in both areas. Have you do you know anybody there that you would potentially meet up with?
I actually don't know anybody from Poland or Amsterdam. I
Okay.
know somebody from oh, I always get it wrong, where they're from. I'm pretty sure it's, what does it say? Because I have good cards and stuff here. They always end up having a crack because I say it wrong where they're from. I'm pretty sure it's Denmark, somebody from, and I've been writing to them for practically since I started in 2020. So I don't know any babies there, but sure, when they listen to this, sure they'll know then. So
Yeah, so maybe they'll be reaching out. Oh, you mentioned you started your account in, was it 2020?
yeah.
What made you decide to start it?
I just thought the baby was so cute, and then I just started taking photos, and I seen other people posting about it, so I just thought I would join in. It's nice, it's refreshing. I was so happy I joined it, honestly.
Yeah. It's like it's amazing to me finding so many people that have so much in common, not only with their likes and stuff, like as far as the baby goes, but yeah, like their personality traits. Like we're all a huge community of people that are kind of like the same person. I mean, we all have our own unique qualities, but overall we're very similar. It's so interesting to me.
I love writing to people. It's so nice, and so nice getting something in the post,
Oh
and
yeah.
something that you're not expecting as well is so nice.
It is. It's really nice. It makes you feel just like cared for and like part of a community.
Yeah.
Do they all have their own separate personality?
Yes. Well, the newest girl, she loves Taylor Swift, of course. And she's
Yes.
a girly girl, always in her pink, and she likes her bows and all. And then we have baby Eli. He is always up in the clinic with me. I sneak him in, and I have photos of him having his lunch break, and
Oh.
his coffee, and I have a uniform. I made it for him because he obviously has to have one like I do.
How cute.
But I think I'm gonna actually get a proper one. I created the logo myself on like a baby girl, but I think I'm gonna upgrade it to the actual logo. So actually go into the logo shop and get it embroidered.
Oh my goodness, that would be so cute.
Yeah. So baby Boda and Yoda, they just like to chill out. They're very chill. They just kind of lie about it, and they all of them love food.
Yes.
And they all have their own jewelry on, bracelets and everything. So, and most of the bracelets are from the Baby Yoda community, of course.
Yes. I love that. I love that the babies, like, they'll send each other necklaces and bracelets. And I think it's just adorable, especially when you see the pictures and you can see all the different bracelets or necklaces on the babies. It's just so cute.
Yeah, it's so cute. And like the bracelets are actually kind of like the Taylor Swift ones,
Yeah.
the ones that I anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's funny how it's translated over to the Baby Yoda world.
I tried to make bracelets before for some of my friends with Baby Yoda community, and did not go well at all.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I got the right set of charms or something, and it just they didn't look the way I wanted them to, but I sell them
Oh.
anyway, but anyway.
It's funny, we're so hard on ourselves. We are our own worst critic, as they say. They probably were adorable. You probably just, criticized it because it was something you created or something.
I don't know. Well, I know that they weren't too good because I put them on my own babies and they fell off like straight away. They were like too heavy.
Oh.
So I just gave up with that. I just decided to send other things.
I guess you have to be happy with whatever you're sending out, so I get it. You mentioned coffee before, that you do like coffee.
Yes.
So Grogu Little Green asked, what is your favorite coffee?
That is a great question from them. I love cappuccino when it's cold outside and an iced latte with no syrup or anything for the cold weather. And there's nothing like a cold iced latte in the hot weather. Like, it's so nice.
Oh yes. So you just take it sort of plain, no flavor, no syrups of any kind.
No, not really. I used to, and I didn't really love it because I've always asked in the cafes, please put a tiny bit in. And they never listen. They put in like a shot of it. And I'm just like, that's too much. It wrecks the taste of the coffee. Like, I like a tiny, tiny bit and that complements it, but no. So, yeah, I'm pretty basic with my coffee order, to be fair.
Yeah, you're right. If you ask them just a little bit of the syrup or whatever they're going to put in, it's always too much and it's so sweet and ugh.
I know. Ironically, I used to work in a cafe and I wasn't in the coffee then. So I would have put in like way too much syrup. I think if you drink it, you understand. But if you don't, then you won't, not as much care given into it. But have you tried an iced mocha? Because they hit different if they're really good.
Yes. And those actually I do like. If they're iced, I think that's the difference for me. I can take it when it's a flavored coffee, if it's iced, I guess, because then it takes on a whole different dynamic. It's not like your standard hot coffee. So, yeah, that is good.
Yeah, I think it tastes different when it's cold and hot. I don't know why, but I do like that
It is good. Gosh, now I'm kind of craving one.
though.
Well, speaking of, well, it's not really food, but I guess on the same path as food, Daddy Love Grogu asked, sorry for the basic question, but what's your favorite food?
It's okay for the basic question. I'm thinking of meals and that's not food. Well, it is food. I don't know. For some reason, I love rice. Like when I was in uni, I used to eat rice all the time. Rice is, I could just live on those. It was really weird. I have a really weird relationship with rice and I'm not a pasta person, which is kind of weird for people. Like I'm like rice over pasta all the
Really?
time. Yeah.
Any favorite way of having it? Like just plain rice, or do you like it?
I love like Asian food, so there's rice like all over it. So I love like soy sauce on my rice, and I
Oh,
love it
yeah.
with curry or katsu curry, or
Yes.
there's so many things you can have. And now I've discovered sriracha
Oh.
mayo, and my life has become so
Oh.
much better since.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's like life before sriracha and life after sriracha. It's like once you've discovered it's like you have to have it on everything. It
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I know.
Baby G Lil Blue Bonnie Sunshine had a question about food too. They asked, what is a typical Irish dish?
Probably Irish stew. So that's normally done in a pot. It's normally like boiled. It would be potatoes, of course. Then meat, normally beef and veg, and then there'll be like stock, like beef stock in it, and then that's boiled together and that's stew, and it's lovely. It's lovely and warming on a cold day.
Oh yes. That sounds delicious when it's like probably cold and rainy outside.
Yeah.
Teeny Tiny Yoda asked, what is your favorite Irish yummy?
So like sweets?
I think so.
Now, I not sure what is Irish in terms of sweets, to be honest. I guess well a rock would be like a cinnamon rock,
Oh.
if you've ever heard of them. They would be in a lot of the touristy places in Ireland. So it's like a hard candy,
Oh.
and you would actually like, I think you would suck it really. So, but it's something for you to Google. It probably sounds weird.
I'm looking it up right now, like.
It's a weird kind of thing, and you can get it cut up, and it would be like in paper or like plastic, and it would be like a small sweet as well. So yeah, it's quite refreshing to have.
Oh, okay. I'm looking it up now and I see like, well, first of all, it was showing me potatoes. I don't know why, but because
Of course it is.
I put Irish cinnamon rock and so I guess it's like, oh, Irish, let's show potatoes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay, I see it now. It's like, yeah, just like a hard candy basically.
Yeah.
Hey, that's something I have to try.
And then the chocolate is really good in Ireland as well.
Oh.
And they have Tato crisps as well. I wonder if you've heard them. That's a big, massive Irish delicacy. Well, I don't think it'd be a delicacy, like a snack.
Yeah. I love to obviously learn about everybody's country or community or not community, culture. And so if food being such a big part of that, even just things like candies and snack foods and stuff, it's I love to know like what's the favorite of people in that area. That was a good question that Teeny had. You mentioned that you do take the babies or at least one of them out with you when you go places. Have you ever had like a any moments that were kind of awkward or funny while you had the babies?
Well, I don't really do it much, but like if I was on holidays or whatever and there's a balcony, I would get loads of photos on the balcony with the baby. But one time I was abroad and with my family, and I got very drunk at the beach bar, and I had actually it was baby Yoda at the time, and I took him out and was getting photos of him on my head and all, and I was so drunk that I didn't care, and I was having the time of my life, and it was just great.
And probably at that moment you were like, it didn't matter if people saw you
No.
or said anything, you were just having fun and you could care
Yeah.
less.
But people were definitely looking, but I didn't care.
That's awesome. That's the way to, I mean, the way we should always be when we're out with our babies is just, living our life, having the best fun and not even caring. I ask this question all the time because I have a lot of anxiety about it because I don't like attention, like when I'm out in public. And so of course when you bring the babies, people are always looking.
Yeah.
And for the most part it's pretty well received, you'll hear, "Oh, baby Yoda, look." But then when they see that you're, taking pictures of the baby and you're not just like randomly carrying this baby around, it's like the looks become a little bit more inquisitive and then they start looking at you like, what are you doing? And so that always makes me so anxious. But so I always ask people that, what is their, like what's happened to them and kind of how do they react?
Yeah, well, I would feel like very much the same as you. I don't like to attract attention, but like it's sad that that's the way it is, that people
Yeah.
judge the way. But like I would say that, and I would judge somebody who looks a bit different straight away, but that's actually like a human instinct we have for some reason,
Yeah.
and I hate that. That's awful, because Now, if I do that, I take a moment to think, hold on,
Yeah.
they can do whatever they want, you
Yes.
know? And I wish I could take my babies everywhere, but I couldn't handle the anxiety of it.
I know we do have some like friends in the community that their baby will go with them everywhere, every minute of the day, and they could care less if anybody's looking at them, you know, making comments. It's like, this is me, this is my baby, and just accept us. I wish I had that mentality, but I love it that people can do that though.
No, me too. I would love to not have to smuggle Eli in. I wish I could put him on the counter and have him wave to everybody in the waiting room, but
Oh my gosh,
it's not
yes.
the way.
That
I know. My granny loves him. Like my granny on my mom's side, she fully embraces all of that. And I have brought like my baby Eli to a prees before, a pre-drinking thing before. And like everybody was drunk, so they were loving it. And I forgot about this. I brought baby Yoda out at Halloween. And all the girls in the club came rushing over and was like, can I get photo with the baby and all? Like it's sad that when people are drunk, you know, they don't care, but when they're sober, they do. And like he was so popular, like everybody loved him. I'd made him part of my outfit, you know.
Oh, what did you dress up?
I dressed up as, now I need to get the name of the girl. It was from the newest Star
Oh, is
Wars.
it?
You can tell I'm not a really big Star Wars fan. It
It
was
Rey?
Rey. Yes. Ray, I dressed up as, and then I had like a bag that was quite like what the Mandalorian carries Baby Yoda in. So I had just made Baby Yoda the outfit, you know, like part of it. So I'll maybe try and do that this Halloween again, just as an excuse to take him out.
Yes, I love that's so perfect. And that's true. Like at Halloween, anything goes, but so that does kind of answer the question of whether or not you were a Star Wars fan prior to the
Yeah. Well, I've watched all of them, but it's only been like once or twice. It's never really been a lot of times. And mainly it's
Yeah.
for Baby Yoda. But I
Yeah.
enjoyed the series though. What was that one that was out? Hold on, I'll get. It's actually in my photo, Baby Yoda. Obi-Wan Kenobi. I love that series on Disney Plus. I really
Oh,
enjoyed it.
do you know, I haven't seen that one. I've been meaning to watch that. I'm gonna write that down right now because I always forget.
It's lovely
It is a
because
good.
it's Princess Leia when she's younger, and the wee actress is brilliant.
Oh, cute.
So,
Okay.
and then I also loved I studied cinema in uni. And I love production design,
Oh.
and I am fascinated by how they did the Star Wars years ago. I
Oh,
love
yeah.
how to see how they created, you know, Darth Vader's voice and,
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, the editing and the set and all, and how good it was. Though Yoda kind of freaks me out from those, but I think that's everybody.
Yeah. Especially the part for me, like when he's on his home planet and Luke comes to visit him and he's like doing those flips through the air, and that always freaked me out when I was little to watch him doing
Yeah, I'm totally freaked out by that.
that. Yeah, so
Don't know
baby.
how they did it.
I know. Yes, that is kind of amazing, right? Like when you think about how many decades ago that was, and they were able to accomplish those kinds of feats, you know, in the production. That's pretty cool. So did you learn? Well, I guess what I would ask is, have you applied the stuff that you learned to like making your posts, like creating your content?
Well, I kind of translated the cinema degree to marketing because a
Ah.
lot of marketing nowadays is video content.
Yeah,
So,
right.
but I haven't actually done any video content yet for Core Clinic, but I will be soon. But I don't really know how much I learned in uni, to be honest. But I love doing my end project. I was able to do up an old house to be like what it would have been like if, when my granny w was living, or sorry, not, well, not when she was living, sorry, when she was growing up.
Oh, right, yeah.
And the I it was set in the 1930s or 40s, and I actually have photos on my account of baby Boda in the set, and it was actually really weird. Like, we left the set, to go home. There was so much work to be done for this, for me to film it, capture it, have I had my mom, my granny, and my sister, and they were all acting, three generations in the clothes from that time. And it was 1940s Ireland. It was set in, like, I painted the room and everything this horrible yellow color because sadly my granny said that what those walls need to be like a mustardy yellow, and I was like, oh no.
Oh, can you imagine?
But it was weird to leave the set and turn the lights off and to look in, and the house looks like it's been lived in from years ago. Like, I didn't obviously know what it looked like then, but it was really cool to see that. And I had my granny basically helping me have, the accuracy of everything. She would have been like the historian as part of that. So I loved doing that there. That was the highlight of my uni experience. And I wasn't even in uni then, really, because COVID had everybody at home. So I was working by myself, and it worked the best.
That was like your final, like the final project.
Yes.
Oh, how cool. And it was an actual house?
Yes. We got
Wow.
to borrow one from some farmer where basically granny knew them. Her house was not suitable to use, but she happened to know somebody who had a house that was well standing, and it was actually being used to keep furniture and sheep in.
Oh,
So we were able to clear out like a room in it and paint it, and it had the old stove and all in it.
oh my gosh.
So it was really cool. But there wasn't too much of research I could do about that period of time in Ireland. So having my granny there to help me with that, and she actually had stuff I could use, still, it was brilliant.
That is really cool. And so what happened to it after? Is it still there, like as you designed it?
No, well, a lot of the furniture was granny's, and
Oh,
there was
okay.
bits and pieces put together for it. So now the room's just sitting there, probably empty. There could be sheep in it. There could be loads of furniture still, but the walls are a horrible yellow. So that's
So the sheep can enjoy the mustard yellow walls.
basically.
That is so cool. What an interesting thing to do. And so how did they, I don't know why I'm fascinated now by it, but so how did they, you got graded on it, I'm imagining or I'm
Yes.
assuming. Did they come out to look at it or did you just take pictures for them to see?
No, like I said to the uni, like I'm not able to do a whole, video of it or like film. So I had like a rough script of what was going to happen in what location. And the whole idea was to compare with the same actors nowadays and then. So I had my house, modern house that I'm living in with my parents. I used that for the modern side, and I had my granny sitting on her tablet and all, then compared to the old time granny was sitting. And we had to put a wig in her, a fake wig in her hair and all, because they would have had long hair then. And she was sewing, and mom was cooking. Weirdly enough, that was the same in both modern, but it was far handier cooking. Mom was, doing chips and chicken or something in the modern house, and then in the old house, she was baking bread from scratch and
Oh,
using
that's cool.
the stove and all. And if you're really fascinated, I can share with you some of the YouTube videos that I
Oh my
did of
gosh.
it, and you'll see what it's like. But that was such a fun time to make all that. And so there was a postman as well, and he was going up and down the lane, and there was the view of the mountains, because where we had got for the house was just brilliant. It was just fab. So you'll see that in the videos as well. But
That would be amazing.
yeah, it was really cool to create it
Wow.
and to see what it was like years ago, all the wee things they had, and even the match boxes and stuff. And I was able to get a lot of stuff from eBay and from Etsy and stuff as props.
Wow, that sounds like a huge undertaking to fully design and set up this entire set, basically.
Yeah, but I don't think I answered your question properly, so I'm gonna try. The basically we didn't do film. It was kind of like in a movie they were doing like test shots. It was kind of more like that, a test shot of the set. It was kind of that feel more than a film.
Oh, okay. Just to see, like, making sure, like, this is what it's going to look like, and is that accurate? Kind of like that sort of a testing thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I also showed how I did everything, how I gathered everything. I painted a flower bag as well to look like what they had years ago, and
Oh my
I
gosh.
filmed doing that. So I have a video of putting everything together too.
I think that's so cool. I love how talented and creative so many people in the community are. That's so awesome.
Yeah, well, I love like Baby Yoda community for that too, because obviously I had that project and that was like a real big thing in my life. But I was able to create a Baby Yoda drive-through then. After that, I got really inspired, and I would make sure even Freya's jacket, that's my creativity being translated to the Baby Yoda community. And it's just so fun, like, that I can have an outlet, and then I can show things off to people who are interested in it.
Like who ate our snacky snacks? They're doing a an event right now, like showcasing, I think it's like art, but so many people, I guess, are artists in the community that we don't even realize, and so this is giving them the opportunity to show that. And I think that is just so amazing. Like, I'm always like looking through posts and seeing what's going on the day, in that day, and just people are mind blowing.
Yeah.
Like, our community is so awesome. And what a cool thing, Clodagh. I'm gonna be so excited to look at those videos.
Yeah.
When I was talking to Katie from Clonk and Bonk, hearing her talk about like the literary world that she, basically lives in because of, she's going to university now. Still, it's just like you only see one side of people through the posts, from their baby's post, but to then learn about this whole world that they live in, you with your new business, the stuff you did in the past with set design and production, like it's amazing to me. Like, we are so multifaceted. I love it.
But it's the perfect place to be. Like, I think, like, I've had plenty of like obsessions like this my whole life. Like Sylvanian family, I was a big Sylvanian family fan and all. But that has not been the same as this. It seems like, everybody is so alike, and it's just perfect. I can't even explain it. I hope you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Do you have any other hobbies that you do in your free time?
Would online shopping kind? I'm very good at
Yes,
that.
I I also have that as a hobby, so I will agree to
Yeah.
that
And I love collecting jelly cats as well, but that is an expensive hobby.
Wait, what are those?
They are these like really fancy, expensive teddy bears. You should just Google them and then you'd be like, oh my God. They've got like really sweet looking like rabbits and teddy bears, but they also have these, I forget what they're called, but they're like funny looking things or like coffee cups with smiley faces and legs and stuff like that.
Oh, how cute. What is it? What are they called again?
Jelly cats.
Jelly cats. Oh, it comes right up. Oh my gosh. Oh, how cute.
Yeah. They're kind of funny though, like looking as well, but I think they're cute. Like,
No, these are adorable.
but they're very expensive for what they are, but I'm gonna run out of room like with all my stuff that I have.
Well, I think, whatever brings you joy, like if it's not hurting anybody else, then I mean, maybe it hurts your bank account, but
Yeah.
it still brings you joy. I like that hobby. That's super
Yeah.
fun. Oh, let me ask you another community question. Jesse Joker wanted to know if you could travel to see any baby friends, what city or country would you go to?
Probably the ones that I'm talking to. So that would be England for Gru Little Green. And then there is Baby Yodak, who's in Denmark. So probably them, but obviously I'm very open to meeting more.
Yeah, it's really like when you have a like somebody that you're talking to pretty frequently on online to meet them in person, it's like it's so amazing. It's like you don't it's not like meeting a new person. It's like, oh, hi again. It's like you've known them all your life. I can't wait for you to meet some of these friends because everybody, I think we all need to meet each other at some point. Like everybody, but
Yeah, it'd be really cool. Well, I know there is meetups going on in America a lot, but I'm not really sure about, well, I just don't know what's on, if there's ones in England and that, because so I could probably go to those, but I just haven't been paying enough attention, I suppose. There was a while where I wasn't really doing much at all with baby on it, but I'm feeling better and I'm coming back and proper. I'm able to throw myself into it
Oh, good.
and enjoy it, so I'm happy about that.
Good. Well, having, getting a new business going, getting it off the ground, that kind of takes a lot of your
Yeah.
time and attention for sure. Something I should have asked before when we were talking about The Mandalorian, one of the community questions, Brown Love, they ask, what is your favorite episode of The Mandalorian?
Oh, well, would it be? I don't actually know. I wouldn't know the episodes off or the name or anything, but probably when I like the episodes that Baby Yoda's in. Is that a good enough answer? I don't know.
Yeah, that's I think that's similar for me. It's like some of the episodes where the baby's hardly in it,
Yeah.
I don't even remember those.
No,
Like
either do I.
fast forward.
Yeah.
I think that's a perfect answer.
Thank you.
Okay, Baby Yoda fan Dale. He asks, remember when we used to talk Love Island back in the day? It's shit now.
Yeah. Oh, I love Love Island. I actually still have the bottle from it, and I'm like attached to
What
it.
bottle?
It's the best water bottle, like the water bottles,
Oh.
you know, that they drink out of, the sippy ones. I love
It's
that.
something from the show that they have there?
Yeah,
Ah.
it's the only thing I've kept because I got sick of Love Island and stopped watching
Oh,
it. So
how funny.
I used to be obsessed with it, but I'm not anymore.
It sounds like Dale, he used to be obsessed, maybe too. He used to watch
Yeah.
it a lot. That's so funny. Okay, so some rapid fire questions. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color at the minute is purple. I have been getting purple nails for so long. Every time I go to my nail woman, she's like, "You want purple again?" And I'm like, "Yes, I want it to match my scrubs because I'm going through a purple phase at the moment."
You go through different phases, like color
Yeah, but
phases?
also, weirdly enough, my room is purple, so I definitely have been here before.
Oh, I like
Yeah.
that. We're really cool. Do you have any a favorite movie?
I have written down Harry Potter for that because that's what I say when somebody asks me off the top of my head. But I
Oh.
love Harry Potter. I've been to the studios in London and all, and I love it.
Gosh, I would love to go there.
It's so cool. But I'm sure you have, like, Orlando, it would be pretty good. I don't know how far away you are from it, but it looks amazing.
I always feel like, yeah, Orlando has so many cool looking sets and attractions like that, but I feel like it's made up. Whereas in England, like the actual, well, I don't know that it's the actual place where they filmed anything, but it just seems to me more authentic, I guess.
I think it was the studios that they filmed in.
Really?
Because if you watch the behind the scenes, they say that they were filming in Watford in England. But
Oh.
Watford is like such a tiny place, and it's so far away from London, and like, but I suppose they do like pick places where they're not too busy, to have a studio like
Yeah,
and
that's
to be in
true.
a film and stuff, so.
Right. Any favorite TV show or streaming shows?
So that changes all the time.
Yeah,
But
same.
I've watched a brilliant show on Netflix, but I don't know if you'd be able to get it because you're obviously in a different country than me. But it's
Yeah.
Behind Her Eyes. I watched that recently. I binge watch it and it was amazing. The plot twist in the end was so good. It's kind of like Black Mirror vibes
Oh,
if you like
yeah.
it. But it was so good. And then also, I'm looking forward to Bridgerton, the season 3 coming out. I love the set and all of that.
I've not watched a single episode of that, so I have to start watching that. If there's a season three coming out, I need to get caught up.
Yeah, there's a lot to catch up though. There's a lot of episodes.
So, favorite music artist, would that be Taylor Swift?
Yes, I'd probably say that. And Sabrina Carpenter, she's becoming
Oh.
bigger now, so I do like her. And I'm wondering if there's anybody else. I do listen to like Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez the old time and Justin Bieber. I do like all them. They're all in my playlist.
Nice. Any favorite quotes?
Yes. I have on my Instagram, on my personal one, "In a world where you can be anything, be kind." I don't really know where that's from, but I like it.
I like that. It's like so simple, but so powerful, really.
Yeah.
Like there's no reason to not just be kind. You don't have to be mean or a jerk to people. Just be kind.
I know. Doesn't cost anything.
Exactly. Yeah, more people need to embody that quote, I think. Do
Yes, I think so too.
you have a favorite season?
I probably say summer. It's you're so much happier when the sun's out.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, because it's generally pretty rainy and cloudy there in the winter. And
But then the winter's cozy too, so I do like that
yeah, true.
with the fire lit and all, so it's hard to
Do you have a favorite holiday?
know. I like Christmas and I like Easter. Well, I like all of them. I like Halloween because you get to dress up, and I did drama when I was younger, so I obviously love dressing up and pretending to be somebody else.
Oh.
But like Easter is quite nice, like the spring. I don't really have one, I guess. It would be just all of them.
Do you have a favorite animal?
I have to say cat because I love my cat. I have a cat called Max and he is something else in the best way.
How old is he?
He's a rescue, so I'm not 100% sure. I think he's maybe two, but he is he's got a broken teal because sadly, I think
Oh.
somebody ran over his teal
Oh no.
when we got him. His teal didn't move or nothing. He actually sits in his teal. I don't think he knows that it's there sometimes. I don't think he can feel it. I don't think there's any nerves there.
Oh, poor kitty.
So it just hangs on the
Oh
vine. But he whines and whines and whines. He loves
Oh
attention.
my gosh.
I've never seen a cat like that before. We've had cats before, and they've just, they've been sassy. Like, he's not sassy at
Oh.
all. It's so weird.
It's funny. We have two cats now, and we just got a new baby. Well, last August, he was a baby. And I am just like enamored with them. They are so much fun. And then Diego, who is the baby, well, he's like 9 months old now, but we still call him the baby. He whines. He's like that. Like he whines. He'll walk around the apartment in the morning before we get up, and he's whining. Like not just meowing, but whining for us to get up. And I've never seen that before. Like you said, like never seen a cat be like that. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's so weird though. Like, and like, if there's any hint of any of us coming out, like, he sits on the windowsill, he's like fully watching everything. He comes into the house whenever he can. To be fair, I just like let him in, and then he takes advantage of that like all the time. And then he gets cuddles in because I lift him out, he knows exactly what he's doing. And he just whines, and then he sits in the car. He sits on the bonnet of the car. This is the thing he always does, and I think it's like the birds, the way they sit on the wires, the
That's so cute. I swear animals are just like such sentient beings.
They're lovely souls.
Absolutely. What is one thing that you think people would like to know about you?
I think that if anybody needs to talk about anything, that my DMs are always open. If anybody's going through hard times, they can rant to me.
I love that. That's a very important thing. Because some people just don't, you don't have anybody to talk to, or you don't have anybody that you'd feel comfortable talking to, especially like friends or family, people that know you. Maybe you don't want them to judge you or think of you in a certain way. So having that resource is really nice.
I think like everything with the Baby Yoda community has been like that. It's always been a safe place to go.
Yeah.
When things are hard or when things are good, or just to, get a sense of community and to see other people with their cute babies.
Yeah, exactly. Just having that safe, happy place to go to.
People are so kind as well. It's unbelievable. Like you do think that people aren't as kind anymore, and then you come on to the BYC and it's all the good people are there.
Yeah, I know it's it kind of makes you have faith in humanity again, like when things are bad in the real world, or in life, I guess. I shouldn't say the real world because the BYC is the real world, but
I know what you mean.
it gives you faith again that wow, people are actually okay. Like I'm always saying, oh, I hate people because somebody's done something stupid, but really it's just the person or whatever situation that you've been in that is annoying. But people in general, at least people in the BYC in general, are pretty amazing and awesome.
Yeah, they really
Yeah.
are.
Well, Clota, that's like all the questions, and I think everything, did I cover everything from the community? Let me just double check my notes. Oops.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it. Oh man, is there anything else like that you wanted to talk about or that we didn't cover?
I don't think so,
Okay.
but it was lovely speaking to you.
Oh my gosh, you too. And I'm so grateful to learn about, well, like I said before, like everybody's, I don't want to say personalized, but like learning about,
It is
but learning who you are, like what kind of makes you tick, and learning about the real you outside of the community. It's so interesting, and I really appreciate it. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for yours, and I've learned a bit about you too, so
Oh,
that's
good.
always good to know.
Nice. I really appreciate that people are willing to talk about themselves and answer questions.
Well, thank you
You're
for
welcome.
everything.
Of course. Well, I guess we'll say goodbye then, friend, and I'll see you on Instagram.
Yes, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so
Bye.
much again.
Bye, Dawn.
Bye.